it's hard.
Well, I told you here a couple of times that we took some time away, did Ivy and the family and I. We went and visited Montana, Whitefish, Kalispell, Big Fork, Flathead Lake, Glacier National Park, which was only partially open, still not open all the way. And I got out fished. It happens. Ivy here to tell the tale herself about how she wrestled the big one in while I looked on with my mouth agape and looking like a fool. Ivy, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. I mean, yeah, for the one trout I caught, yes, I outfished you. Woo!
Yeah, well, you know, it was a beautiful trout. Fishing was tough because it rained in the middle of the week, so we got blown off on the river floats and so forth. But I wanted to focus on a couple of things. You noted how empty Chicago O'Hare Airport was, which was kind of spooky. But by the time we got to Montana, people acted normally. And the places were full, and people weren't wearing masks or being, you know, weird, I guess. It just felt good to be normal, didn't it?
It did. Taking the trip out of Chicago was a bit bizarre. You know, you just maybe saw a dozen or two dozen people throughout the whole experience just in Chicago Airport. And I'd imagine flying out of there in the past, there's thousands of people and it's difficult to get through. So, yeah, just having that experience alone was kind of bizarre. But getting into Montana, of course, Montana is a beautiful place. And yes, dining, everybody acting normally. And that was a breath of fresh air because it just seems that everyone would like to get back to normal.
Seems that way. Of course, we've got all the talks about the number of cases that are increasing, and the number of cases in Texas and Florida have increased dramatically. Texas has more people in the hospital today than they had a month ago by a significant amount, but not overwhelmed. Florida not overwhelmed. In fact, as you look at everything we're seeing now, the death rate continues to plummet. As long as we keep people safe in long-term care facilities, looks like we're going to be okay. And no evidence to support these large gatherings like the Tulsa rally. No surge, as the media told you there would be after the Trump rally there. Another Trump rally coming Saturday. There have been some surges related to some of the rioting that was going on prior to us departing on our trip. But overall, I feel like we're heading toward herd immunity, and there's evidence, mounting evidence, that that's where we're going. And wouldn't that be nice to be back to normal altogether so we could feel like we're in Whitefish, Montana all the time?
And there's always these conflicting reports, too, though, in terms of, you know, are we reaching herd immunity or are we going to have to wear masks forever? And I read all of these different feeds all the time in these conversations. And you and I are in the agreement of these masks are similar to like putting up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes. And if you're not wearing a face shield or something like that, that's probably the only way that you're really going to not have transmit the disease to yourself, touching your face, putting your hands on your mouth or on your eyes or things like that. That's how this illness gets spread.
Well, a doctor. A doctor told you and I this, I'll remind you. The number one way for, and this has been a month and a half ago, the number one way for the virus to spread is through your eyes. Through your eyes. That's what she sat there and told us. It's the number one way that this virus spread is through your eye, not respiratorily. Oh, by the way, I want you to know, though, if you don't wear a mask, Tom Hanks has no respect for you. Tom Hanks has no respect for you if you don't wear a mask. Yeah, can you live with that?
I'm fine with that. And that's the thing. We live in America. We all have the choice. I'm going to make the choice what I think is best for my own health and my own family. And I don't have to, you can ridicule me. That's fine. But I think that I'm doing what's best for my family. These masks, I see them hanging in the mirrors of cars, and I see them coming out of a woman's purse. How much more contaminated is that piece of material that you're putting on your face after you've touched it, after it's been buried in your purse, after you've worn it several times and have breathed in all of this kind of bacteria? To me, it just seems silly, unless you're in a hospital situation where they're being replaced frequently throughout the day, then that makes sense if you're in the medical field or something like that. But yes, I think that everybody is ready to kind of get back to the sense of normal and get kids back to school and
sure.
all of that.
And the way the weather is, Ivy, I would suggest that this is a great week to get out, go to the lake,
yeah.
go for a walk, set your phone down,
sure.
don't watch the news. Listen to this program every day, but don't watch the news and you get your information
right.
here. But seriously, the one thing about Glacier National Park, even though it wasn't fully open, we had a chance to hike, did almost 30 miles. We had a chance to breathe clean air, enjoy the sunshine, see
mm-hmm.
beautiful water, talk to our kids, and not look at the news. And that is so good for your stress level, isn't it?
It is. I mean, get outside, go fishing, whatever it is that you like to do. Go for a walk. Go. A friend of mine had to ask the other day, do you rollerblade? Like, I haven't rollerbladed in years, but just to be outside and to, you know, get together with friends or go on a walk with friends and whatever it is that you enjoy, just get outside and do something. And yes, take a break from the news. I think there's just so much division going on and that is just not good for our country, and it's not good for people in general.
It's not good for people. You can't be locked up all the time. First of all, your children, being facetious, you know, they put themselves in danger because they talk too much, and they drive you crazy sometimes.
Right.
Well, at least one does, at any rate. but it's good to get outside. The weather's great. It's hot. It's July. Enjoy it. I'll give you the last word.
Thanks, Steve. Yes, I think our takeaway is there are other states, us being from Michigan, and if you're in another state like ours that's very restrictive in a lot of ways, you know, hopefully places like Montana are opening up, people are acting normally. And yes, I think that we are getting towards this herd immunity,
yeah.
and that is a good thing. So,
absolutely true. Ivy, always a pleasure. Thank you. I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you so much. You're in the No Panic Zone. It's a Wednesday. Quick break, final thoughts for hour two after this.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future. And yours today.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.